Grims is getting a good impression of my feet from my photos, but not a good impression. I took lots of pictures of the environment. Lots of pictures of graffiti and signs and stuff.
I know what you smoked, but I don't know what New York is like.
Nada was going to score me some pot, but that didn't happen. Man, the discombobulation.
That's generally what you look at most of the time, or is it just me?
You need self-esteem. You need, stop looking at the camera.
You need
it's
self-esteem,
really not
that. Baby.
It's actually the
Killing Heidi have a song about this.
Hey, it's actually... Oh, fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
I don't respect Killing Heidi, but just the weirdness
of that.
Did I just
know that
it's
that was
a mascara.
Most awkward
biggest,
high five between
biggest hit.
Mascara? Okay,
explain
mascara to me, because I think I missed something.
It's about self-esteem and self-image and adolescence and all this stuff. You're always walking.
How did it go?
Never listening, because your eyes are always on your feet. If you ever looked up, you'd see the sun in the morning and you'd wonder why things are so bleak. Don't look at your feet. Look up at the sun.
Assholes, can I point out one thing? Well, actually two things. I'm always telling you to look up. Look
You're
at
always
building.
Telling me to do things, yes, that's true.
Fuck you. Look at that building there that you've lived next to for 15 years.
Yeah,
you don't,
it's true.
We
went out
and
walking
two,
this afternoon and it occurred to me this street that I walk down pretty much every single day. Every time I walk down that street with Gab, she points out something I had not noticed.
Yes, and two...
Because my eyes
down,
are always... Actually, my eyes are always rolled back in my head a bit like a zombie. They're
I
not
kind
on
of
my
have
feet,
vertigo
they're just in my head.
In some way, and I always feel like... It's really weird when I'm walking along the street. I always feel like I'm going to fall over or there's some, like, topography of the ground that I've not noted and I'm going to trip over it. I think it's something to do with my glasses prescription.
It may just be a product of general insecurity. Who knows?
No, I don't really know. I think it's to do with my glasses. My glasses are fucked like that. My glasses prescription mean that, well, I'm assuming this is the cause, mean I can't watch 3D movies. They make
really?
Me, they make
almost
me,
went
they,
to a 3D movie
they
in New York. Final Destination, Final Destination 3 just came out in New York.
Can,
it's in 3D.
With the glasses on.
Kevin and I were going to go and
because
see this because I've never seen a movie in 3D.
Yeah. It makes me feel nauseous. I actually feel like I'm going
to
throw up when
it's kind of 3D movies.
No, this is not normal. Like...
I have to set some context, otherwise we're going to lose the audience because you've got to do induction, you've got to set the scene, otherwise they're just going to go, what the fuck's going on? This is my theory. No?
Well, are you going to do it or
I've
not?
I've been doing this shit for a while. Anyway, strange discombobulated times. It's 4:47 a.m. on Saturday morning, according to the clock. Which we can only trust.
The flower clock or the rocket clock?
The flower clock or the rocket
clock?
The microwave
clock.
Which
was your favourite on
Play
School?
The world time server that my computer attached to. It's on the internet. The internet must know what time it is.
The rocket clock was the shit.
If the internet doesn't know what time it is, what is true? What is, you know?
You can call the phone.
Are you going to the arch window, the square window, or the circle window? Or the triangle window?
Which window will you choose, Play School?
The rounded one.
Anyway, like, okay, so...
Not the circle one, the other.
Got home yesterday morning. Arrived yesterday morning at about 10 a.m. Gab came around. I was determined to stay awake until bedtime, which enabled me to do this good status update. Totally referencing Brooklyn via the Beastie Boys, via Morris Minor and the Majors.
No
sleep till bedtime.
No,
but
you failed.
Failed. No, I didn't
no,
fail so much as gave
not
up.
That bad.
Giving up is not the same as failing.
7 p.m. is not that bad.
Yeah, okay. About 7 p.m. I said, okay, fuck this shit. I can't stay awake anymore. We're going to take a nap. And the nap ended up lasting until 3 a.m. So I got up at 3 a.m. and I was done with my 8 hours of sleep, made some coffee, and then who should stagger in the door but fucking Seraphim? And I was like, why is this bitch staggered through the front door of my house at 3 a.m.? Then I realised she was with Grimsy and they had been out all night, like the crazy kids that they are, been out all night. And so here was I getting up in the morning, drinking my coffee, and here were these people coming in who'd just been out all night, and it was like really late at night to them.
Look at him rapping at his computer with his finger there.
Moving hands. Rock the mic
he's
like a vandal.
He's fucking freestyling. He's got flow.
Did
I've
you
got
see
flow,
the
and you guys are
got?
Fucking it up. Stop fucking.
Square.
I got hustled by. Oh, I'll tell you about this guy.
I
got hustled by in
Times
Square.
Dave Allen,
this is the latest.
Times Square hustler. I just fucked you over. You're a sucker.
You're a white man.
No, I'll tell you this story later. Anyway, point is, so, you know, and then we got out the vodka. So now we're drinking vodka and talking about making a green curry. At, you know, first thing, 4:30
in the morning.
First 4:30 in the morning. Who knows? Who knows? It's all. It's
I think
all.
Noodles
just...
might work better at this hour.
What hour is it? Burnt. Is it late at night? Is it early in the morning?
It's
I don't even know.
It's completely opposite for you and I right now.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. But yeah, the 50% Smirnoff triple distilled duty free vodka got broken out, and I'm like, man, I'm an alcoholic. I'm drinking vodka first thing in the morning. But no, it's really late at night, so it's alright.
No, because it's first thing in the morning.
Hey, yeah, that's actually right. That could be free sign.
Point is, it's all relative. It's all relative. Whoa, head fuck, etc.
Oh please.
I am Keanu
Reeves. Shit.
You are Keanu Reeves.
When you come up, you're like, yeah, this is like.
Alright, can you please use the real words right now?
This is like, yeah, deep shit. Wow, the illusion of time. Are you actually being Keanu Reeves? Are you actually just making this shit up?
Am I just making this shit up? What do you mean? No, well, it never ceases to astonish me. It's a biting preoccupation of mine.
I'm perfectly happy with, like, references to The Matrix or whatever, like, to the film itself, but not to the actor, because if you look at his fucking body of work, it doesn't inspire or instill much confidence.
Still on fucking Ted?
Yeah, but all he did was say,
get
whoa.
Fucked. Don't be dissing Keanu Reeves.
That's the only good
now.
Thing of The Matrix.
Don't be dissing Keanu
thing.
Reeves.
Whoa.
Hey, okay, Bill and Ted. Good movie.
He was Neo from The Matrix, which makes
him
a legend forever.
Thing?
Bill and Ted.
Yes.
Fucking,
was,
he had that
was,
band.
Was,
he was in
was,
a band.
Bumsucker.
He was in The Devil. He's been
he's
in lots
an
of
awful
good movies.
Actor.
He isn't. He's well. Okay. He's not.
He's
a,
limited.
He's not. A,
he does. He does action well, and he does comedy well. There's nair in between.
Speed.
Pop culture,
that's
motherfucker.
What I said.
Do you speak it?
What?
Pulp Fiction. He's not a technically skilled great actor. No, that's true.
No,
but
if he would stick
he is a legend.
To his two fucking areas,
he
that
says
he do,
whoa really
he would be
fucking
awesome.
Well.
I know. Either in a comedy like setting or in an action setting. Do not go and try
did
and play the prince in fucking Much Ado About Nothing, motherfucker.
But
that
everybody's
got
to
do
that.
Do you think his manager goes up to looks at the strip and says, "There's enough words."
Sorry?
Do you think that his manager looks at the script and goes, you need to put in a few woes there?
Yeah. His agent totally rings them up and goes, yeah, not enough woes here. Well, too many woes. We don't want him getting too typecast. Yeah.
Have you seen him lately? He looks like a hobo.
He's no Laurence Olivier. He's...
I've got some...
But
his place in the Beehive is assured.
He can die. He could die tomorrow going,
Reeves,
I'm motherfucking Keanu Reeves.
Motherfucker.
Whoa.
Do you want some Keanu Reeves...
Trivia.
However, I would much rather value some Ted.
No.
Ted.
Mean
Ted. Poor old
Ted.
Poor old
no,
Alex
Winter.
Winter. Cruelly.
No, Alex
Winter.
Cruel.
He was the Jason Donovan
he's
of
got
the,
some really unfortunate
to Keanu
no,
Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Terrible.
Do you want, no, gentlemen, do you want to know who was Keanu Reeves' babysitter when he
was here? Oh, just now, I know this.
Don't. If you know it, let me tell, because he doesn't know.
Trying to think
I,
of a really
I can't
funny
remember,
answer,
but I know.
He's in Australia just recently.
Oh, shit.
Alice fucking Cooper.
That's right.
Was his babysitter.
That's
and he's only sometimes, but yes.
Yeah, only sometimes, whatever. Speaking of
and
of
Timothy
Keanu Reeves,
Leary was Winona Ryder's godfather.
In
Rivers
Edge, the one who played like the girl
can,
that
can,
he was
can,
with.
What, can you fuck your godfather?
I own Sky.
Married to Ben Lee. What the fuck?
Really?
She just got married to Ben Lee.
Ben Lee dumped Claire Danes for I own Sky.
Dumped? Claire Danes cheated on him with that guy who
that's
was in
that's
why,
she, that's why
that.
She wrote. That's why he wrote.
That's
why he wrote the album. What was the album?
Which fucking album? Dogstar.
So jealous of Keanu Reeves in that
the,
movie. Fucking getting it on in a park with the own sky.
Sleep.
I like that.
Religion, yeah, that's a great album.
I think we've got
Religion is the New Sleep or something.
Religion
Whatever.
Is the New
Sleep. Yeah, the Crash of album.
Awake is the New Sleep.
Awake is the New Sleep. He wrote that all about Claire.
Let's not
thing.
Talk about Ben
He didn't
Lee.
Write it about Claire
There
Danes,
a while, the sky's the
It was really weird. He went from being this, oh, my music is the most incendiary thing in the world, totally got an almost famous reference in there, which is funny. Because she cheated on him with the guy who was in Almost Famous.
Billy Crudup? She cheated on him with Billy Crudup?
Was it him or was it the guy who played Russell?
Russell, yeah, Russell.
Was
on
Billy
My
Crudup?
Better Days, I'm Russell from Stillwater, Billy
yeah.
Crudup.
Yeah, and he cheated on his pregnant wife. Then they got together.
Jesus, people
seconds.
Are shit, aren't they?
What
aren't
was
people
to
shit,
the,
cheating
to
on
the
each other?
The main guy in Almost Famous.
Used to be about the music.
Really
used to be about the music.
I've seen him in a couple of things, but he's just really an unattractive dude.
I thought it was Noah Taylor, but.
No, he played Dick like the manager. That was actually his name.
Dick the manager. He was a dick. No, he wasn't a dick. He was good. He was loyal to the band. He was a good guy. He was a hustler, but that's managers. I'll tell you about the Times Square hustlers.
He made a whole lot of like the Tommy ironic whatever.
I couldn't tell Noah Taylor and Ben Mendelsohn apart for some reason.
But they were totally different. They were in the year my voice broke. He was like the Ben Mendelsohn was like the bloke, and Noah Taylor was the sort of sensitive.
You
know,
argue this
movie.
Noah Taylor is successful. Ben Mendelsohn is not.
Ben Mendelsohn, yeah, I don't know.
They were total opposite archetypes.
Well, from, there's just some weird thing that when I was a kid, I couldn't tell them apart.
Weird kid.
Oh, also, there was a few of them, and there was always the same
I mean,
Hugo Weaving and Sam Neill.
To this
Matt
guy.
Matt Day
and Colin Friels.
Colin Friels. Have you seen Malcolm? That movie rules.
Colin Friels and the guy you just mentioned was...
Hugo Weaving, Sam
Neill.
Hugo
Weaving. Very hard to tell apart, I find.
Have you seen Malcolm?
Yeah, of course. It's classic.
How good is it when
classic
his car like, races into two and goes around another car?
Yep.
There's the best Australian movie of all time.
Oh.
It's up there. I want to have an evening where we watch films like this and I can list the fucking films.
We'll watch more movies.
Malcolm,
man.
Fucking Flirting.
Flirting.
What's that
lovely.
One where they
so
steal
much.
The car with Claudia Carvin?
Big Easy.
Yeah. Fucking
Big Steal or some shit.
I haven't watched it yet.
Big
yeah.
Steel, I think.
And I don't know if this is a good selling point. Okay, there's two couples. Okay, there's one couple.
Yeah.
They go
that's
up
enough
into the
audio,
pool,
thank you.
And they're all
hey, also you decide on its own.
Yeah, I do. I am the MC of the audio, sorry. Well, we can. Yeah, actually, fuck you. Ooh, conflict. That's a sad note to end it on, though. I don't want to end it on
a
down
note.
Actually, yes, I do. That's
so
enough. Good evening. Good morning. What the fuck time is it? We don't even know.
Goes in and starts attacking him.
Whoa.
The ants, the kangaroos,